two.
So, yeah, I'll make a motion to amend this item to include sales tax, the applicable sales tax for this item, and then move to approve.
Dr. Getty?
Yes, before you take action on this item, I believe Dr. Alvarez did had a clarification. I just want to make sure she had an opportunity to clarify. Dr. Alvarez, can you please elaborate? Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Aguirre, Mr. Segura, board members. Mrs. Hall, that's a fantastic question. So because the item for the G1 was brought forward, and that was out of my department, we did do some additional due diligence on this item. Because the McGraw-Hill Alex program for Bonita Vista High School also includes professional development, the company is waiving the sales tax and is incorporated into that. We have a written response from the company stating that this is the total amount that will be incurred.
Great. So we're going to.
All right. So, okay.
Entertain a motion.
So can we have that that notification from the company attached to the board item for? I mean, can we say that we'd like to have it attached so it gets put with this item on the board agenda for the record?
Thank you, Trustee Hall. I'll ask Ms. Becedo to ask if she can upload that document upon receipt.
Concerning when they've chosen, there isn't really a waiver of California taxes. And so I think what is important would be for us to note that they have, as the second part of what Dr. Alvarez said, if that email uses the word waive, we would likely need to ask them to rewrite it, that they have decided to pay the portion of sales tax on our behalf because we can't waive Governor Newsom's taxes. Mm-hmm.
Right, so should we table this item for
No. Let's go to Dr. Selkout. You have.
Yes, thank you. Input. President Segura, I'd like to mention too, this does have, it's a software subscription, and typically software subscriptions are not taxed. So I think that's the other consideration with this item here.
So software subscriptions are not, but software licenses are?
But there, it's a license. Is that right, Dr. Alvarez? Like a software subscription?
So it's a combination of both, I believe. So Alex is an online program that students and teachers will have access to.
So what's the difference between the license on G2 and G4 and G1? Because G1 software and G2 is a conferencing software, so a tool that is basically a licensed software.
May I address G1?
Yes.
So G1, the only portion that we are being taxed on is actually the hardware. We're not being taxed on the license or subscription. So it's just the hardware for the Alex companion.
Thank you for that clarification. So do we need to do anything other than just pass it as written? Go to Superintendent Aguirre.
Thank you, President Segura. Based on the information that was shared at this point in time, the recommendation is that it's approved as written. Again, with the amounts that are written. We can upload the document if there's a desire to do that for posterity's sake. But again, at this point in time, we have assurance from the company that this is the amount, whether they end up covering or they this is part of a software license that's not taxable. That is what staff is reporting to me.
Move to approve. President Segura, if I may.
Sure. I'm sorry, Arturo.
No, it's okay. If we do want that document, I think we need to take our council's advice to have them rewrite it to where they're paying our portion of the tax, because we don't want to get into any situation where we're not paying taxes.
Thank you, Mr. Solis. I think that just passing the item as it is right now without any additional documentation other than the terms and conditions which directly address taxation is probably our best bet.
Okay, so that's the motion.
Is that your motion? I'll second.
Move and second it. Vote, please.
Campos?
Yes.
Arancibia?
Yes.
Hall?
Yes.
Segura?
Yes.
Solis?
Yes.
Motion passes 4 yes, 1 absent.